Well, the Senate will be meeting later today on the fiscal cliff with 2 days remaining to work something out. Joining us live is Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the Presidency Column. Well, Ken, at this stage, would the big decisions be put off to expedite avoiding the big tax hikes and steep spending cuts?
I think that's a good possibility. President Obama was on Meet the Press this morning, and he talked about how the Republicans are having trouble saying no. I mean, so should he saying yes? They are saying no. And he's trying to add to the pressure on them. It's basically now in the Senate where the Democratic leader Harry Reid and the Republican leader Mitch McConnell are trying to work out something to break the logjam. But it looks like it's virtually impossible for them to come up with this grand bargain now. It's really a stopgap measure that they're looking for to get them through this triggering mechanism called the fiscal cliff that takes effect on January 1st. So it looks like it's going to be a really scaled-down agreement if there is one. It may go past that deadline because after the Senate agrees, if they do, the House has to get involved, of course. And we don't know. That House caucus, the Republican caucus, has become very unpredictable, not following the wishes of House Speaker John Boehner. So we still have a long way to go here.
Ken, do you think Mitch McConnell has gradually been playing a larger role in these talks?
He has been. And, you know, that was more or less predictable in that as things got closer to the Senate, McConnell is known as a deal maker in the Senate. Whether he can carry it off now, we don't know. And he relishes that role now. So now it's his turn in the spotlight, along with Harry Reid, the Democratic leader. They've been working for the last 48 hours or so to try to patch something together, almost in radio silence as to whether they're going to do it, because they're not saying very much. So after this afternoon, we'll tell the tale. And so many people are sort of upset that they have to come to this point every time there's a crisis, to the end of the line, the last 10 minutes or so, where they try to get the compromise done, and that's where we are now.
And working on something that expedites these negotiations would mean maybe similar nail-biting deadlines in the not-too-distant future.
Yes, exactly. People maybe don't remember what happened, but this whole fiscal cliff was created by Congress to force Congress. The legislators tried to force themselves into this prospect of having this terrible financial debacle. To force them to take action, and it hasn't worked. They're still, having very much difficulty. There's no reason to think that won't happen again. We'll have a series of more deadlines and more brinksmanship, and that's really the way things work.
But maybe they've learned a lesson in having to work over the holidays.
Well, that's a good point. That's right, and they're going to have to work through the New Year's holiday as well, it looks like. So, yeah, well, as I think most Americans would agree, really it's their own fault. They could have come up with something much sooner, and if they're going to get anywhere, it's probably wise to leave themselves more latitude, because this time the partisanship is so intense that it's much more difficult to reach compromise than I think they thought.
All right. Have yourself a happy new year, Ken.
Thank you. You too.
Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the Presidency Column.